Hello and welcome to a Chaos Media podcast on the 3rd of December. I'm coming to you from York and I'd just like to talk about Audio Boo's upcoming new podcasting feature, which will be part of browsers. It's been confirmed for Firefox and Safari thus far, with the possibility of working in Internet Explorer. However, there's a few bugs at the moment, but the Chrome browser has not been mentioned to date. Now, Chaos Media is an accessible media group in York. We're working with our local City of York Council to develop a new community media resource which will be based at the Central Library, and this is an ongoing project where we're helping source equipment and training and hopefully an accessible way for the community to access new media. And part of this is researching certain services, and Audio Boo is one of the services we've been using, which we really love because it's so simple and it's so intuitive. We've also been using some other services that have various options, such as uploading previously recorded interviews, as well as uploading multiple interviews in a pending list. But Audio Boo seems to be really exciting for people because we've got a great diverse group of people, and Audio Boo seems to be the most accessible for them so far. Now, in the past, we've covered live events and we've done live podcasts. We do monthly podcasts, but we've also been working with the council recently to talk about whether we can fill a void by turning an existing newsletter into an audio sort of version. And with the arrival of this potential new Audio Boo browser, this would give us the excellent opportunity to remove certain accessibility barriers. So, for example, in the past, we've used some high-tech kit, which has been really good for us. We've used some things called a Zoom H4 flash recorder, which gives us a great recording quality, and we can go straight to a computer with that, and we can upload it onto certain services. Not Audio Boo so far, but obviously this will be able to solve that. And also, one of our group members has got an iPhone, and we've been using the iPhone to cover events and do very quick tweetcasts. We've been teaching some of our young people and group members to really hone in on their journalism skills, on the focus of the communication, so they can really get their message across in a very succinct way. And this is a great exercise that we've been using for people to enjoy the use of audio podcasting, and also teach themselves things and learn a little bit more about how they'd like to use such services as well as other media. And this new podcasting in the browser really, really excites us because it removes a lot of the accessibility issues. If someone doesn't have access to a computer, or they don't have access to a posh microphone or anything like that, but they have a laptop or something along those lines, or their friend has a laptop, we can really strip away the basics here and go back to the core of you know, what accessible media is about, and that's what our group is working towards. I think this Audio Boo can help us solve this issue when it's got the browser plugin, because we can go straight into the plugin. It'll be just as accessible as it's really known for and liked for, and we can remove any barriers, and people can enjoy Audio Boo for what it is in the browser straight away, and they don't need an iPhone and they don't need anything. So for us in Chaos Media in York, we're really excited for this because we can integrate it into our live events coverage, and we can also do it when we're actually touching base in our regular weekly meetings, and we can do it without saying, oh, here's a new piece of tech, please go and learn this, this is how this works, this is how that works. You know, this is Audacity, this is free, that's, you know, it's very good. We've used accessible software like Audacity, which is an open source audio editing application, but even with an inbuilt application for podcasting, that makes it even simpler. And combined with working with our group members to really think about what they're going to be saying and how they're going to be asking questions in a very succinct way, so when they send out a live podcast or tweetcast or boo or whatever you want to call it, such as this, they really reap the benefits of having thought about it beforehand, because they can hear great responses to questions and they can share it on the web. And that's the beauty of this, and that's why we're really excited. So thank you, Audio Boo. You can find the review I've referenced on thenextweb.com, or you can Google Audio Boo and browser, and you can follow us on twitter.com/chaosmediayork. You can follow Audio Boo on twitter.com/audioboo, and that's it for now. So thank you very much.